Hi, I'm Parul Chara, working in Microsoft IT in the learning and readiness world. Before I go further, let me introduce my partner here.
Well, thanks. I'm Jim Federico. I'm responsible for learning platforms and operations at Microsoft. Thanks, Parul.
Well, thank you again for joining us today. We're going to talk about Role Guide application, which is a business critical application within Microsoft. It's a learning application. And today we're going to talk about why it is important for you to hear our journey, our story. Let's start. Jim, can you tell what is Role Guide?
Role Guide is a Windows 8 application, touch first, that was designed to help us defragment the experience around Microsoft as it relates to getting access to learning and development resources. It's an application where at its center is a notion of a learning roadmap focused on really tailoring learning based on people's job roles, how long they've been in their job role, how long they've been in the company, the area that they work in, the business they support, the type of customers they serve, and so forth.
So let me tell you more about why Windows 8 application, right? Why Windows 8 OS? Because, you know, as you said, we built a role guide 6, 7, 8 years ago. It's been working well, and you know, there's a transition, and that's what we are talking about here.
Right.
So Windows 8 operating system has been transformational. I think the world has seen it. It's a little over now 2 years. With Windows 8 application, what happens, or operating system, sorry, and then the application is a part of it, what happens is the outside world, or you know, the organizations or the companies can now build user experiences which are powerful on multiple hardware that their employees or the normal people like. Yeah.
Tablets, PCs, desktops, laptops.
Yeah. Yeah. As well as at the back end, you know, build an enterprise-grade solution. It's not a consumer just, you know, kind of one or two here, there, right? What it does is it actually builds an enterprise-grade solution which is required and meets the IT standards. So that's why Windows 8 operating system was very transformational for us.
Right.
And hence, we built on the promise of Windows 8 OS our application, which is Role Guide, your baby. We took it from web onto the next level of web, which is Win 8 app.
Right.
And the journey has been very interesting. We emphasized on the user experience, powerful, immersive, yet simple,
right,
and touch-enabled, as well as support with the mouse and mouse as well. So it was not that we were going to discard mouse. So I think that was excellent, you know, way to attract and retain and continue to have our user, provide training, right?
Our customers certainly agree. Our feedback on the user experience is really fantastic. The feedback we get is it's fast, it's fluid, it's highly intuitive, and it really embodies the new design language that kind of came with Windows 8.
Absolutely. And giving a little bit of a back-end story is your users, our users, our Microsoft employees
right,
are always wanting access to the relevant information easy, fast, but in a secure way.
They sure do.
And that's, again, building upon the Windows 8 OS was very, very easy, challenging, I'm sure, but easy to kind of offer to our users. So enough said. You know, here's what we should do. Maybe, you know, let's look at our demo. Let's see what the really this Role Guide app's looking like. What do you think?
That's a great idea. I'd love to. Let me show you.
So Jim, this is the Role Guide, you know, your Windows 8 app, and let's roll it.
All right. Well, we've got the content here organized by planned and required, by recommended, and then on the right-hand side, we have what we call some spotlight ads to draw attention to upcoming programs that we want our audience to be aware of. I'm just going to jump into this. And so you'll see for this individual that I've logged in as, he has no current required courses that are due, and 3, in fact, incomplete courses that are due. I can look at this individual's plan that we then organized either by month, or I can organize it by quarter. I can quickly filter from content or courses that the person has completed or where it's not completed. And you'll see this individual that I've logged in as here has completed a number of individual courses, and there's a few of them that are on his plan that he hasn't yet started. And you'll see some courses up into the future that this user hasn't yet engaged in. I can also go to the recommended view. And so the recommended view we've chose to present in terms of these individual live tiles, and it shows the total number of courses that we've curated for this individual within those tiles. And it's also showing of these, how many of them has this individual completed?
So I remember when I was meeting with your team, roadmap builders or roadmap views were the critical, by far most important thing that your business stakeholder edit. And I think it's coming out very easy and easy to use and touch enabled and powerful.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yep, definitely agree. So I'm just going to click into or touch into product and technology. So you'll see a number of product and technology courses here. I can click on any of these and launch them right from within this experience. So for example, here's a course that we have on salespeople's roadmaps in Microsoft called Readiness Edge. We publish this course in two languages. I can launch the course. The course shows up embedded within our Windows 8 app. So what you didn't see was a bunch of browsers popping up and people getting lost as to what to click on next. The course immediately presents itself. In fact, it also drops the user right into the part of the course that they left off in. Users can download the courses. That's fantastic for users that are quite mobile or are otherwise bandwidth challenged. We find that a lot of people download the content. Our courses frequently have test outs and assessments. And of course, all of that is embedded within the application. Once I'm done with my course and I've learned what I need to learn, it drops me right back into my application. So people never get lost, can take courses sequentially, and it's a pretty fast and fluid experience.
It is. It is very immersive, as we've been saying.
One other thing I want to show you was something that we talked about, which is our desire to deliver a highly personalized experience for the user. Yeah. So if, for example, I wanted to do a search on a training catalog by the word trust, I can organize my search by on a timeline view. That presumes I'm looking for training that's scheduled in some way. And then so here it then shows me upcoming deliveries of that particular course that are available in my specific location. And by the way, if I wanted to engage in one of these, I'd simply click on it and click the registration button and I'd be done.
Super cool.
I am immediately registered for that individual course.
Absolutely.
Which is pretty fantastic. And if I wanted to cancel, I'd click cancel. And I'm done. One click for both of those transactions.
Absolutely. Again, you know, users never leave the screens and, you know, minimal clicks.
Right.
For them to get to the destination.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited about what we've accomplished here with the Windows 8 app.
Yeah.
As we said, getting to the phone is really the next step for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was cool. And Jim, thanks for showing, you know, the cool roadmap builders and search. I think with Windows 8, this role guide app, we know our users actually discover, register, and consume training. And, you know, they've been doing great. Right?
It's a joy to demo. We got a lot of pride in what we delivered here together.
Absolutely. So let's go a little bit deeper and maybe, you know, talk more about what are the benefits that you see just as a learning application of role guide, right?
Right. One of the key benefits was we were able to, as I said, join up a number of disparate applications and experiences that exist across Microsoft into one fantastic experience. We then, through the scenario-focused engineering work you referred to, were able to really personalize and tailor the experience for every individual in the company based on their job role in the business and their area and whether they're a manager and how long they've been in their role and so forth. But then we were also able to tailor it based on it automatically just shows you classes that are in your region so that you can register for it. Kind of one-click registration for training, one-click launch of training, and the entire experience is embedded within the applications. There's not browsers that pop up and fly all over the place to confuse users. It's really embedded and really unified. And so there's a big productivity improvement by bringing everyone to virtually one place and having an application that people enjoy using. In fact, we see more employees taking more training as a consequence of the new user experience and the new Windows 8 application we put in front of them.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's kind of like your convenience and productivity can be now met by, you know, Windows 8 app and Windows 8, you know, different apps that we can build on OS.
Employees really come to the enterprise now with an expectation that the enterprise applications are going to be as cool as the apps they have on their phone and tablets. And I think with the Windows 8 Role Guide app really kind of delivers on that expectation.
Yeah, very true. And, you know, let me just talk a little bit about the journey and the experiences we've gone through it and maybe share here a little bit in terms of what best practices we saw, we adopted, and actually evolved or maybe created. Yeah. One of them which you touched, which was the scenario-focused engineering. I think it was very important be there right at the beginning of the project onsite as opposed to going later, is work with our business partners, especially your team, to really highlight the key functional areas that I mentioned, discover, you know, register, consume, you know, build different roadmaps, you know, take a look at, you know, what's out there as my peers are talking about. So I think building those functional workflows and beginning of the project using scenario-focused engineering was a fantastic thing we did.
Really focused and forced us to think through the scenario end-to-end.
Absolutely.
And we stopped talking about features and functional specifications. Instead, we started talking about end user scenarios, getting cozy with the persona of individual users and thinking deeply about the need and the want of that user.
Absolutely.
It was great.
Absolutely. In the engineering world, we call, you know, building the epic first and, you know, then breaking down different features and the stories. And I think that's exactly what we did. The second thing we did is because it was a different experience, right? It's not your web experience. This is more immersive, powerful, but we want to make sure that our users are comfortable, is actually bringing our, you know, designers right at the beginning of the project. They started building some mock-ups and I think shared with our stakeholders to see, hey, is it appealing? Is it what it's supposed to do? And I think we had a very positive outcome because of, you know, bringing in early on the designers.
Certainly a lot of iterations, and it was great that through all of those discussions, we put the user first.
Absolutely, absolutely. The third thing that we did was, you know, definitely thanks to your team and your business partners and stakeholders, is actually bring in the focus groups and early adopters to say, hey, start helping us, see what's working for you, what's not working. And I think, you know, we were just kind of real-time, iterative mode into building this app. And I think that's why you can see the demo is so powerful.
Yeah.
The other thing that, so this is all front end and fun and good stuff. The other thing that we focused on was at the back end from performance side. You know, we know that we were up against a new OS. I'm sure there are teething problems. So a few things that we adopted, which I would like to kind of share, and maybe you can also chime in. Mm-hmm. The first and foremost was, you know, understanding the asynchronous programming. I think it was important because, you know, it's a new OS. You know, how do you actually, if the key is getting it to a faster, in a more powerful way, but also getting all the back-end systems. So I think it was very important to have that programming expertise in our world. Also leveraging caching as a mechanism to make sure that, you know, few clicks and fast, right, instantaneous. With the blink of your eye, you know, the experience is up there, or you're able to maneuver to the next level.
Right.
And the third thing that we focused was around actually making it less chattier. So, you know, less data going over the wires so that we can really control the performance. What do you think? I know you guys give us a lot of hard burns, but in a good way.
Yeah, well, I think all those architectural tricks and techniques really enabled the experience to be fast and fluid, which was the goal that we had in mind. So when you launch the application, it's there instantly. You're not looking at an hourglass waiting for your training to be served up. It's just there. And as you're moving through the application, as you know, we saw in the demo, we're really able to get there quickly without a lot of, you know, pausing as the user wakes their way through the application.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a great partnership. I think that's one of the best practices, I would say. You know, good collaboration and, you know, good constructive conversation.
Yeah.
So with this, now tell us, or maybe, you know, let's talk about what is next for RollGuard. What do you think?
Oh, I think we've just scratched the surface. The Windows 8 app that we have right now has really served all the business goals we had when we started on this journey together.
Mm-hmm.
What's next for us is, one is, within a couple months' time, we're taking the application and all of the content to the cloud. And the benefits that'll have on employees is we effectively eliminate the firewall friction. As I mentioned, most of our employees are not here at their corporate headquarters. They're instead out in the field spending time with Microsoft customers. And so getting it to the cloud enables us to do that. It also enables a number of mobile scenarios. So we're really excited about taking the experience, the RollGuard experience, as well as all the content, and delivering a fantastic experience on Windows Phone. That's definitely a focus of ours as well. And then finally, continuing the journey of delivering super highly tailored learning roadmaps based on the individual needs of the employee. We're learning a lot, big data and whatnot, to better understand the need of every single employee in the company and to further tailor the specificity and the degree of personalization we have in learning roadmaps today. So we're pretty excited about making more progress in that.
No, I think you're very right. You know, taking learning anywhere, anytime, on any devices, you know, it's a classic cloud story, and I think cloud is the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, with Windows 8 OS, and I go back to Windows 8 OS because it has been transformational, and it actually enables us with the adaptive, you know, architecture that it offers to really strategically start thinking, you know, about, you know, going to the cloud.
I
totally agree with you. The cloud is the next for RollGuard.
Yeah, and it's so exciting being able to leverage all of this technology that Microsoft is delivering. For example, I remember watching the Sochi Olympics, and I learned that that Sochi Olympics site was all built on Azure, and the media was streamed on Azure, and if I remember this right, it was the most streams ever on the internet of a live event. And sure. So then I thought to myself, geez, if it's good enough for the Sochi Olympics, it ought to be good enough for training applications.
Absolutely.
And so we're leveraging the exact same infrastructure to deliver high quality learning experiences for employees.
Absolutely.
And there's so much technology that is just booming in Microsoft and so much innovation in the education space that it's a great time to be in the intersection of technology and education to really drive, envision the future and quickly get after driving it.
Yeah, I know the disruption that's coming in the learning world, which is MOOCs, right?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we are on the onset of that, so it's a fantastic way to take our app into the next levels, maybe be out there in the market.
Yeah.
So definitely, thanks for sharing that, you know, extra insight on the Olympics. I didn't know about that, though, so
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, let me wrap up. Thanks a ton for your time today. For additional information, you can look for links to our case study on the website. Thanks, Parul, and thanks for the whole IT team for being a great partner of ours.
Same here. Great journey. Thanks.